celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase.
There is no need to be making your mind up.
Soram representing Norway at the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest in Istanbul, Turkey, with that song called Hi. Yes, that is true. Yes, that song unbelievably came last with only 3 points at the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest. What a blimmin' shame, I'd say. And but by all means, it's still a fantastic song in 2022. And there's an amazing key change. What more could you ask for? You know, it's true. Oh, dearie me. Well, what a week it's been. For Eurovision fans here in the UK, the ticket ballot seems to be open for the OGAE UK. No details on, like, if there are going to be any tickets, but preparation is preparation. It's all that matters. And, yes, myself and Roberto are going to do our best to try and get some tickets at some point, hopefully, fingers crossed. We've booked ourselves a hotel, but as you can imagine, it's in Manchester. It isn't in... in Liverpool because it's too bleeding expensive, of course. And yeah, I mean, you can't odds it, can you? But never mind. It's just one of those things, isn't it? So, and it's like that every year with the Eurovision Song Contest, honestly. But we've had some fantastic news in the last few days. If you are a junior Eurovision Song Contest fan, because it's time for...
Junior stands for you and me, J-E-S-T. We are Junior Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes, the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. And the United Kingdom entry has been released. It's Freya Sky with sing, and she'll be singing the song Lose My Head in Yerevan, Armenia, in December. Yes, it's the first time that the United Kingdom has participated at the Eurovision Song Junior Eurovision Song Contest since 2005. Yes, and ITV debuted in 2003. 2004 and then 2005, and then they withdrew. And then we've had Wales make an appearance, of course, in 2018 and 2019. But then sadly, SC4 have withdrew. Never mind at all. So the 13-year-old Freya Sky will be singing for the UK. It's an up-tempo number. Colourful video includes a carefully choreographed performance and heavily features the colour red. Yes. And our girl has a visible throne helping define this new queen of the divandom, as Wikipedia. Though, Wee Blogs has put... In their synopsis, which is quite funny. Yes, she is a queen, and my goodness me, it's a great tune. So, yes, this is our Junior Eurovision entry for this year. And wow, it's so good. You'll be astounded.
The United Kingdom.
2022.
Junior edition, Freya Sky, Lose My Head.
Until I lose it, yeah. You.
1972.
Just stop so crazy early like that. It's so bizarre. But that is the wonderful Betty Mars with Comme Comédie for la France in 1972 in the Usher Hall in Edinburgh, Scotland at that time. That was the year after Monaco won in 1971 with Séverine, Un Banc, Un Rue. But obviously Monaco couldn't afford to host it, but I don't think it was afford because the principalities made money. I think it was all because they didn't have a suitable venue. So they asked, the EBU asked the BBC, and BBC was like, oh great, okay, we'll do it in Scotland, how about that? And I don't think they had like necessarily bidding wars like we had this year. Not quite bidding wars, but, you know, a contest. But that's quite nice, I thought. Now, would you believe it? There was a Eurovision artist on American late-night television earlier this week. Yes, I'm talking about Rosalyn, the Armenian entrant for the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, she performed live on the show with James Corden, the late show with James Corden. So not the Irish one, the American one. So we're going to have a little bit of a new, well, it is a new one. However, we're going to have an early live and kicking. Yes. Any excuse to play the clip. I love the theme tune, it makes me feel younger again. And the amazing news that came out earlier this week as well is that Rosalind Snap, the Armenian entry for 2022, is the most streamed entry of this year's contest. Yeah, it's more streamed than the actual winner, Kalush Orchestra, Stefania, more than Sam Ryder's Spaceman and Chanel's Slomo and Constructor, Nebistrava. Yes, I'm twisting my hands as we speak. So, how about let's hear the wonderful Rosalind on American television and... This is an acoustic type of version, which has some traditional Armenian performers playing various musical instruments that are important to Armenian musical culture. So here is James Corden to start off. And yeah, I'm biting my teeth too that he's not too cringeworthy, knowing what he's been up to recently.
Welcome back. I'm here at the Late Late Show at Candy Bar, and right now making her late night television debut, performing her brilliant song Snap, which is out right now. Please welcome Rosalind.
It's 4 a.m. I can't turn my head up. Wishing his memories would fade, thing up through.
Armenia.
Turns out people like they said just snap your fingers. As if it was really that easy for me to get over you. I just need time. Snapping 1, 2, where are you? You're still in my heart. Snapping 3, 4, don't need you here anymore. Get out of my heart. This might snap. I'm riding a storm. Said this is the last one. June 22nd, my heart's been on fire. I've been spending my nights in the rain trying to put it out. So I'm snapping 1, 2, where are you? You're still in my heart. Snapping 3, 4, don't need you here anymore. Should get over it. Oh, I might stop talking to people before I snap, snap, snap. And if I'm a person says you should get over it. Oh, I might stop talking to people before I snap, 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 snap.
Great, wasn't it? There we are, James Corden introducing and shouting the great words out for Rosalyn and the song Snap, which was Armenia's entry at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Performing on The Late Late Show. Well, with millions of people watching The Late Late Show, that's pretty amazing, really. And great exposure for Rosalyn. What a coup! Yeah, and we played her brand new release with Duncan Lawrence, the Eurovision winner of 2019 for the Netherlands. They've collaborated and they've got a duet which is called Would Do It Again, WDIA. Yes. So that's nice, isn't it? Right, it's now time for us to have our first request, and it's from James Brett down in Worthing, West Sussex. Hello, James. James asks and says, hello, Kieran, I hope you're well. Please, may I request Sweden's song Move by the Mummers for my husband, Jason. It was his favourite of the sadly cancelled 2022 contest. Many thanks, James. James went on to say that he's been in hospital for a stint this week, but he's being very well looked after. Well, I hope so, Jason. Thank you very much for your request coming in. And get well soon, my friend. I hope you do. And James, obviously thinking of you too. Oh, goodness me. So let's do it. Let's do this for James and for Jason Brett. Ah, yes, down in lovely West Sussex. So let's go off to
Sweden.
Oh, yes. And the year
2020.
So let's do it. The Mummers with Move. Oh, it's a sad shame about 2020, isn't it? So many good songs.
We try, we fight, we fall, it's all right, that's life, whole life.
We wipe those eyes and then we rise, that's life,
whole life. Even when the rain is falling, even when you hit the bottom,
there ain't no fire that I wouldn't run right through. There
loves a bit of Portugal 1982 here on the Eurovision Showcase. Only the best here. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. Yes. Anyways, I hope you're enjoying yourselves. If you want to find out more about the show, then listen up.
Do you have a request? Have you missed any previous shows? Do you want to find out more about the show? Never fear. Kieran is here. Head to our website, escshowcase.com.
Yeah, sorry about that. My hands love to flap around when I'm behind the microphone of a radio station and the show. Yes, of course. Now we're on Forest FM. Yes, we start from 5 until 6 p.m. every Sunday evening at 5 till 6 p.m. Yes. We're also on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel. Oh, yes. And you can find us on social media. Facebook is the Eurovision Showcase. And on Twitter, we're at ESC Showcase. Right, it's now time for another request before we have Rob's random request coming up very shortly. So, Javier Leal in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Javier, you have requested a fantastic song and from the 2019 Songs for Kepnen. And you managed to get an interview, didn't you? Quite a few months ago, I think, with Daniel Oliver. And he was in the 2019 Songs for Kepnen, which is the Icelandic Eurovision National Final. Now, as you all know, I'm a huge Icelandic Eurovision fan, and they are my favourite country. Javier would like me to play this for him, and obviously it was too bad it failed to qualify to the final, but obviously Hattori was rather hard to beat. Yes, and goodness me, wasn't it just and they stormed the voting, and quite rightly so, I think, probably. But this is a beautiful song, and thank you very much, Javier, for your request. So here we go, from the Icelandic Eurovision National Final of 2019, Songs for Kepnen. Here is Daniel Oliver. We some need to
Þú segir að þú sér komin yfir það Eltist við hann á netinu Það svo glatað Ekki stjórnina og vilt okkur sín Dælt okkur inn í sólina Hálfa leti þín
Let's
There we are. That's Daniel Oliver with Siami Teki, or Iki. This is what Google Translate says.
Samteki.
Samteki. Samteki.
Samteki.
I love that. And it means still not.
Still not.
Mm-hmm. And here's Roberto. Roberto's here. Hello.
I am indeed, as ever.
You are. A bit of a slightly later random request here, aren't we?
Considering last week I was the first thing you thought of in the show.
No, so it's because you were busy. And I tried rude. To... Well, like, the only way for me to do this is to squeeze you in, dear.
Well...
You know...
You and you'll choose dodgy times of the day.
I will not. How very dare you.
How very dare me.
Yes. How's your week been, Roy?
Busy.
It has been, isn't it?
Tiring and busy. Who'd be a manager?
Yeah, I know. Who says he wanted to become a manager? Oh, well. I'm still waiting for that.
No, one day, Dad. You manage me quite well and the cats, so you're all sorted.
That is true, actually, darling. Yeah, thank you very much for that.
That's all right. That's all right. No worries at all.
One does. Right, okay, so shall we get on with it?
Yeah, why not? No small talk today. Too busy. Kieran's too busy to talk to me. So it's...
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Well, I don't need to sort of like find out about your inside leg or anything measurements.
No, it's true.
Or anything that's like true. That, like what you have for breakfast, because I saw your breakfast.
Crunchy Nut Cornflakes, Sainsbury's own brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
cheaper
just
and
as
it
good.
The same.
Exactly.
Oh, God, that's, I probably shouldn't be saying that on live, and should I? There are other supermarkets and brands available. right, anyway.
It's not the BBC, so, do,
I have a hat
okay.
full of years and a hat full of countries, and I try and get them to match and get a song that
you
works.
Do.
So I'm dipping my hand into the countries at the minute, so yep. I'm just trying to get one that works.
Oh, let's hope it does.
Right, I've got one.
Rob, don't do that.
Denmark!
Denmark, yay!
They've been in most, haven't they?
Well, they had a big gap between 1966 and 1978.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. Oh, I mean, hopefully. We'll be able to get around it.
I'll probably pick out all of those years now. You said
Denmark's
that.
One of my favourite countries now. It's interesting, actually. Just, but so many Eurovision fans that are friends of mine... don't like Denmark at all.
I hope you mean the songs, not the country, because Denmark's lovely. We've been there.
Yeah, the songs, obviously. Yeah, the country. Can't yeah, just them. Like their Eurovision entries in general, they don't like them. And I'm like, what are you going on about? They're awesome. I think so. They've got lots of personality. The year, Rob, is...
1962.
Oh, goodness me. We are going into mothballs, aren't we? Oh, dear. When we run out for music. Oh, gosh. Let's get some more music, shall we, in the background? Because otherwise, you know, there will be that awkward silence, won't there, Rob? I know. Let's have a bit of Melfest, shall we?
Yeah, a bit of Melfest. We're going to go there a couple of years' time. I want to go Melfest.
Yeah, we're going to go, hopefully, 2024, aren't we, really?
We'll fly to Oslo and then get the train over to Stockholm. Exciting.
Oh!
Via Karlstad. I really want to go to Karlstad. Anyway, it's on a nice lake, apparently.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's perfect for a couple of days stopover. Oh, you found it, dear.
I do. We do have a Danish entry of 1962. They did win the following year, actually, you know, in 1963 in London. We didn't win 1962, but France did, and they couldn't afford to host it. Which is a bit of a shame.
What, the French?
Yeah, I know.
They hosted it
very
in,
hot.
In Cahors.
Yeah, I guess, if it was somewhere there. So the Danish entry of the 1962 Eurovision Song Contest, okay, and it was...
Ellen Winter, Vogue Wiese.
Vogue Wiese. So Ellen Winther with Lullaby, okay? So this is Denmark 1962. I was wishing for 1982, although I played that last week.
Well, then you probably wouldn't have wanted to play it twice in a row, to be fair.
Not really, no, because I don't think it's fair. There's thousands of Eurovision songs.
Although,
and national
had I picked it, you would have had to have played it as them, the rules.
No. Rude, Rob. Anyway, so it came 10th, joint 10th with the Norwegian entry and the Swiss entry. And yeah, so this is obviously in Danish. So here we go, Rob. This Vugevise. Vugevise. I think that's how you pronounce it. And it's the lovely Ellen Winther.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres. Could you imagine? I wonder what her singing voice is like. Actually.
And what her Danish is like. Although Sandy Toksvig could sing it, perhaps. I'd love to meet Sandy Toksvig. If she's listening, please come and visit our house. Thank you.
To Rob's random request. Denmark. You silly ass.
1962.
Here we are, Vurgeviste.
Lullaby. Gezongen door een vrouw met een zeer geschoolde stem. Zangeres van de Koninklijke Opera van Kopenhagen.
I don't understand.
Nog jong en ze zingt.
What are you talking about?
Dat slaapliedje betekent. En dat het dan ook precies is.
Oh, here we go. I think it's starting now. Roberto, your random request is weird. Oh, no, now it's starting. The orchestra. Thank you. Thank you. Something, wasn't it? That's Denmark, 1962. Yes, Ellen Winther with the lovely Vurgeviste, which means lullaby in Danish, believe it or not.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Yeah, so let's go to the news. And the Czech Republic, three acts will make the Czech Republic national final, which will be for 2023, basically. In Estelao 2023, we got Robin Janjentel, Annette, and Freddie, and Inga are among the final set of semi-finalists that are going to be participating in the Estonian National Final of Estelau 2023. Now, the Ukrainian National Final will be taking place in December in a bomb shelter, God bless them. And the voting will be with a jury panel, and I think there might be a telephone vote locally in Ukraine, of course. But they've confirmed the jury panel, which is Katrina Pavlenko from GOA, of course. Zlata Ogovinich, who represented Ukraine in 2013 and hosted the Junior Eurovision in 2013 as well. I'm sure it was. Or was that Annie Lorak? Oh, gosh. I better carry on now. And Julia Sanaina as well are among those two. Australia will go internal. Yes, an internal national final for the Austrians. 15 acts remain in the Eurovision selection for Austria at the Liverpool Arena, the M&S Bank Arena. Yes, it's not just any Eurovision, it's an M&S Eurovision, of course. I love saying that. It's so silly, isn't it? The Benidorm Fest 2023 song titles have been revealed and the ticket sales have all been explained. So please go over to Eurovoix.com and they've got all the information there as well. And the Pierhead in Liverpool has been confirmed to be Eurovision's village. Yes, there's been a tender document and it's not been set in stone, basically. But the Pierhead looks like the most reasonable place to put it. And finally, over at the Netherlands, Mia Nicolai and Dion Cooper have a song titled called Chasing Highs. And they will be the Netherlands entry for the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool next year.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoix.com.
We'll be here before you know it.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Come on.
is, oh, Hungary 2018. Visladnaya from, which is Goodbye something. Yeah, and that's AWS. Oh, my goodness me. What a great. I remember being there in the Atlantis Arena there in Lisbon. Oh, my goodness me. We all went crazy. And that a key change in a rock song. That is incredible. Isn't it? I loved it. Sorry, hands up. It was me. Oh, dear. Right, Richard down in Ferndown, you've requested. Hello, Richard. God, it's been a while. It's been a while, hasn't it? And we're going to integrate it with...
The best of the rest.
Then all the rest. Yes, this is where we showcase a song from a national final at the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, songs that never made it to the contest, but they were in the country's national final. And we've got a bit of an interesting one here, you know. Yes, and Richard, Dan of Ferndown, your request is a song from a national final of 2016. Yes, and this country ended up having to pull out. Yeah, they... were sadly disqualified because basically their country decided that they didn't want to pay the Eurovision fee. But eventually Romania did come back in 2017. So yes, I'm talking about Romania, and he's selected the song from former Eurovision entrant in 2006 for Romania, Mihai. Yes, and it's Mihai who's... Yes, he's gone into an industry which is of male modelling. And it's only a place where fans can see. Yes. Yeah, so there you go. So here is Paradiso from Mihai from 2016. Thank you, Richard. I haven't heard this in a little while.
Paradiso.
Leave.
Sweden.
Another best of the rest from Sweden. Here is Alcazar with Alcastar. Live and kicking coming up again very shortly. You can be an Alcastar.
We're the VIP, everything's for free. It's a life filled with love and emotion. This is Wonderland, try to understand. To get in, it takes more than devotion.
Gotta open up your heart, show us who you are. To become an Alcastar.
Welcome to our galaxy, the place to be.
Skin, we deliver complete transformation. In the loop of fame, nothing stays the same. Come with us and you're in for sensation.
Gotta open up your heart, show us who you are. To become an Alcastar. Welcome to our galaxy, the place to be.
From Alcazar. Oh, yes. What a fantastic, cheesy pop song from Sweden. Yes, that came, I think it was the fourth, at the Melody Festival and Swedish Eurovision National Final in 2005. Now time for Live and Kicking, and we're going to a beautiful country, which I've been lucky enough to visit.
Luxembourg.
Luxembourg.
1988.
Yes, here is the great Lara Fabian with the song Croix, which means believing. This is from the RDS Simmons Corps Pavilion in Dublin, Ireland. Lara Fabian, pour la Luxembourg.
Non, croix, croix,
that performance and that song propelled Lara Fabian into superstardom in the French-speaking world and across the United States and Canada, obviously. So that's Lara Fabian with Croix, Luxembourg 1988. And that's it for the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you could join us next Sunday, 5 p.m. on Forest FM, and find out more about the show at our website, escshowcase.com. Arrivederci, au revoir, arrivé de saint vis la dobizenia, cognat and adios. Oh yes, all there. And I'll see you soon. Toodaloo! Celebrate.